Citizens and citizens, joining us, sponsored by the Mueller family, in memory of Henry Miller, Shema Ben Pinchas, the Eladon from former four, Shlema Hadassah, Racha Baschana, Golda. We've started the BRS Global Campaign. If you enjoy Sitter Snippets and you'd like to show your gratitude and enable us to continue to share more, please go to brsonline.org/global and make a nice donation, show your gratitude, be entered into a raffle, and help us be able to disseminate more people learning the Sitter. We're at the end of the Amidah, the three steps backward. And the Hiratzon that we say while standing in place that counts for what the Shulchan Aruch tells us we are obligated to do. The Ramah quotes, the custom is to stand in place, the amount of time it takes to walk 6 feet, and we use that time well by davening for the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned, since we just finished davening, and davening is in lieu of the Korbanos, it's appropriate as we conclude our tefillah to say, to wish, to long for, not having to settle for tefillah, but being able to return to the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, being able to bring the Karbanos, and that's why you say the Yehi Ratzon. But why do we add V'sein Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecha? What is the connection, Dafka, between the Beis HaMikdash and Torah? So we mentioned the Drashas Aran writes that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was not only a place of ritual, it was a place of wisdom. It wasn't only a place of Karbanos, of Avodah, of sacrifice. It was the place of the Sanhedrin. It's where law was adjudicated, introduced, expanded, legislated. It was Kimitzion Teitze Sora. It is through the Ashras Hashchina of the Beis HaMikdash that the divine wisdom descends and spreads around the world. And so, in its absence, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we long not only for the return of the Avodah, but Sein Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecha, for Torah to be complete, to be whole, for Torah to be most available, accessible for all of us, and for us to be able to share our own individual Torah as well. Indeed, that's why it says Sein Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we ask him to give us our portion in the Torah. What does it mean, our portion in the Torah? So the Gra had a brother in the Sefer Malos HaTorah, in the name of the brother of the Gra, Chelak HaTorah HaMiyuchad L'Nishmaso. Every Yid, every Neshama has in our Sherish and Neshama a connection to a different part, a different piece of Torah. And the beauty of Torah is it has so many layers and so many levels of interpretation. And we are all invited to be able to become partners. When we learn, when we immerse ourselves in it, when we truly delve into its depths, we discover things, and we offer our own chidushim. Sein Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecha. We come up with pshatim and insights and ideas, not in halacha, that's more complicated. One has to have a mesorah and a rebbe, but in the study of Torah, also it has to be within bounds and authentic, but we're invited. Each and every one of us. There's not a hierarchy of who's qualified. Every yid has a chelek in Torah, and we discover our chelek. So we daven not only for the return of Torah in general, but v'sein chalkeinu, our portion in particular. Indeed, the Gra writes in his commentary in Shir Shirim, Shivim Panim la Torah. We know that there are 70 faces, 70 layers of interpretation, 7 languages to understand Torah. V'chol echad v'echad yeshishim ribo panim. And for all 70 levels, there are 600,000, which is the number of Klal Yisrael. Whenever we see that number, it's a reference, literally or figuratively, to the number of Klal Yisrael. Chazal, we have an interpretation, 600,000 letters in the Torah, even though that's not entirely accurate, but corresponding to each and every Jew. We all have our place, our letter, the Torah, the Shorash and Hashema, Nimtza she'akol echad v'echad Yisrael yesh kenegdo shivim panim l'Torah, v'chol chelek u'chelek mechalkei HaTorah, shu mechuvin kenegdo, v'ein echad yochol lahasig es chelek chaveiro. The Dvar Torah that you are destined to think of, your chiddush, your insight, what resonates for you, what you, with your life, your background, your talents, your skills, your shortcomings, your challenges, our story, what with our particular individual, unique and distinct story that's unlike anyone who came before us and unlike anyone who will come out after us, when we delve the depths of Torah, we expose, we access parts of it that no one else can. And that's the tefillah of Sein Chalkeinu, our portion, our chiddush, our insight. It's waiting for us. If we neglect it, if we don't delve into it, if we're not engaged in its study, then it's going to be dormant. It's going to be sitting there waiting for us. So the Sein Chalkeinu is not only for each of us to realize our chelek, but it's to bring it and share it with the world, where the world won't have it or be exposed to it without us. In general, we daven Sein Chalkeinu B'sor HaSecha, but I'll tell you today, the last moments of Tu B'Shvat, Davka on Tu B'Shvat. I saw a pratam, the Chiddush Arim, the Avnei Nezer, both share with their students. All through the winter, they learned Torah, they taught Torah, but it's only on Tu B'Shvat that they really burst forth and blossomed with their Chiddush HaTorah. In the cold of winter, in the short days of winter, in the long nights of winter, certainly they learned, and certainly their greatness was shared. But unlike they both described, that Tu B'Shvat, the power, the energy of Tu B'Shvat, is a time of Hischadshus. Even if it's cold outside, even if where some people are listening, if you're listening to this and there's snow outside, you definitely have to give to the global campaign. But if you're listening to the snow outside, underneath the ground, there's sap that's beginning to flow. There's a Hischadshus. Even though yet it will take time till the buds and the blossoms form, until the peros, till the fruit come, Tu B'Shvat is the time that the Hischadshus comes. So much so these great tzaddikim, the Chiddush HaRim, the Avnei Nezer said, the Chiddush HaTorah came today. So if your whole life you've been waiting, V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha, there's no better day to start than Tu B'Shvat. Then today should launch our new beginning, our Hischadshus, our freshness, our approach, our attitude, our accessing the parts of Torah, V'sein Chalkeinu, our part of Torah, because each and every yid has their chelek in Torah, and that's our tefillah, not only to reopen and not only to restore the Torah that somehow is lost in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, that somehow somewhat is dimmed or muted because we don't have the Hashras HaShechina through the Mikdash, but also to renew it specifically ours, that sense of Hissein Chalkeinu. And the last thing I'll say on this is the Sifri says on the Pasuk, Lo'avda B'chol Levavchem, so we're all familiar, Avodah Shebelev Zu Tefillah, but the Sifri expands that also Avodah Zu Torah. It's both Tefillah and it's also Torah. And the Sefer Yiras Chaim is brought down on the Nilo Dodi, on the Nefesh HaChaim, of Yisrael Eliyahu Weintraub, he says that the Yesod Avoda is to surrender, submit with humility and modesty before the Ribono Shalom. So Dafka, just when we turn to him and say, we're entirely dependent on you, we need you, we ask you for all these things, it's in that same breath and from that same place of humility we say, let us learn your Torah. We don't know, we don't have all the answers, but you do. We can't see what you can share. And so it's Dafka from that place at the end of the Amidah, specifically after we just went through this exercise in humility, there's no more appropriate time to also add La'avdo b'chol levavchem zutfila zutorah. From that same place of humility, help us, we're dependent on you, but also open our eyes and teach us your Torah, give us access to your blueprint for creation.